This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing, and Paul Mawson, the general manager, president and general manager of WRKF, is with us, and he is here to talk about the Fall Member Fest, which began in the wee hours of this morning. I understand it's been a good morning.
And when the crow sounded this morning, we were not the crow, the rooster. I'm sorry. Yes, the rooster this morning. We were up and at it for our Fall Member Fest, which, as you know, Jim, is the one of our big fundraisers for the entire year, and it's kind of important. And we're hoping that people will respond to that.
Well, if you have a question for Paul, you can call us right now, 877-217-5757. Yeah, you can make a donation, too. Matt Doyle will take your information. But the number to do that is 855-893-9753. That's 855-893-WRKF. And you now have people who are at the station who are answering phones. In the past, this was in the recent past, farmed out, and now you actually are putting the public in public radio.
There you
go. I love it.
Well, we have people at the station. They're sitting in front of phones. They're talking to people on phones. So I am assuming that is for the Fall Member Fest. Actually, it is. And we got a great group of volunteers. Gwen Palagi is our membership manager, and she's just doing a wonderful work engaging with the community and bringing more folks into the station, into our humble abode, as we say. Although, Jim, I must say your studios here are very nice. The Van Goghs on the wall, the marble appointed everywhere.
Now, let's not get carried away.
This is a very nice place.
But WRKF, and I was the station manager there from 2003 to 2006. I can tell you, I think the carpet is the same carpet we had, Paul.
We call that, you have to pay more for that now. That's called vintage carpet, I believe. And you have to pay more for the distressed look. That's a thing which is in vogue now, so we do that.
I can attest, there's no money wasted at WRKF. Every money, every dollar goes to the programming and the people who make the programming possible, and that's the way it should be. And at times, it's difficult to raise money when there is a capital campaign. And a few weeks ago, you had one of those things that makes you adjust. Lightning struck the transmitter.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people say, hey, lightning struck, and it can be used for a positive thing, you know, and you have an idea or something like that. But this is a little different. This is called the building getting struck by lightning, and it took out.
Actually, the actual building.
Yeah. We don't know exactly where.
3050 Valley Creek, right?
That's right. We don't know exactly, but it was close enough that it took out several pieces of equipment, including our control room board, which, for those of you who may or may not be familiar with radio, is kind of an important piece of equipment.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the engine in the car, you know, for an analogy of what that is. So we've got a couple of things that we're working on to improve the station, repair that equipment, get some updated equipment there. Also, we have to buy a new transmitter. Our transmitter has been fabulous. It's been working very well. I'm knocking on wood over here. But it is time to replace it, and there's been some signs that it's starting to have some issues. So we're working on purchasing a transmitter, which is easily over $100,000 a price tag for something like that. So your donations right now all go for the programming. We're very happy to be having this space here for Talk Louisiana, for people to talk about what's going on in the community and talk to thought leaders. I think that's really important. Morning Edition, all things considered, are among the top programs in the country right now. And I think a lot of people turn to those for contextual journalism, for all those things that are really important. And we're raising the money to help pay for all of that. And so right now, I can say for a limited time only, Jim, we have a dollar-for-dollar match on the table
for 10 o'clock,
for WRKF. So if you make your donation right now at 855, this is the number, 855-893-9753 or WRKF.org. For a limited time right now, we can match it dollar for dollar. We had a group of WRKF donors who generously put up the money for this match because they said, we want the first day of the membership drive to really, really be successful. So let's do a match for folks to encourage them to make a donation right now. And so that is, Jim, literally money on the table that we'd like people to take advantage of. So once again, that number is 855-893-9753. Right. Or WRKF.org to participate in our fall membership drive.
And the number here is 877-217-5757, the number to this studio. And Gustavo in Goodwood wants to talk with the chieftain of Valley Creek, Paul Mawson, the general manager of WRKF. Hi, Gustavo.
Hi, Gustavo. How you doing?
Good morning, everybody. Wouldn't it be a reasonable thing to do to almost double, I'm going to guess, the all of the listeners by appealing to both liberals and conservatives alike?
All right. That's something that I know we try to do. And, in fact, in Louisiana, Paul, as we know, most of the public officials are Republicans. And if you were to count the guests on this show, you would find far more Republicans than Democrats because of the nature of the beast. But that's a criticism that goes hand in glove with public radio, which, as you know, is much less conservative than other news programming you hear on commercial stations. But how do you answer folks like Gustavo?
Hey, Gustavo, thanks for the call. I really appreciate that. We hear that, you know, I think that public radio and WRKF provide a space for the discussion to happen. I do get calls from people who say that they think that there's only one side presented, but I don't subscribe to that. I don't feel that that's what's going on, because during Morning Edition and other areas, we'll have senators from both sides of the aisle who come on and talk to Steve Inskeep. Now, what happens a lot, and I know this is what happens in radio, is people hear something and they go, I understand you had an interview with so-and-so. And what happens is the next day they'll have an interview with the opposing point of view. And so you don't hear them both juxtaposition to each other, but it does happen.
Well, and sometimes both sides are asked, and sometimes one or both decide not to appear. And when that happens, for example, every member of the Senate Judiciary Committee has not only not talked to NPR, they haven't been talking to anybody. So that puts people who are trying to get their point of view, Senator Kennedy is one who's on that committee, it makes it a challenge.
Yeah. So NPR and WRKF are committed to providing a thoughtful space for discussion of all viewpoints. We have a program on called Left, Right, and Center. Maybe you haven't
Saturday
heard.
Morning. Yeah.
Yeah. And that is Left, Right, and Center is exactly what it is. There's somebody from the left, there's somebody from the right, and somebody who's a little more moderate, and they articulate the positions really well. And I always find that when I listen to it, I learned something about whatever the position is that I wasn't completely familiar with, because I'm listening to somebody who really articulates it well, and then you have a better understanding. And our whole idea is just to provide information so that you can figure out what you want to do.
And a listener notes that a rabidly conservative voice was featured front and center at the Founders Day lunch.
This is true. We're trying to provide all different kinds of perspectives. You know what I find, Jim, is we end up getting criticism from both sides on, hey, what you did was too liberal, what you did was too conservative, whatever. And I think that if we're getting it from both sides, then probably we're presenting the different viewpoints. So if that's important, watch this segue, Jim. If that's important to you, then why not support this thoughtful space for constructive conversation with your donation during our fall member fest. One thing that's really important is that it is listener-supported radio, which means we don't just say that. That's actually a true statement. Over 90% of our budget comes from either member dollars or corporate support through underwriting from this community. And so that's vital for that to happen. So.
And I know through the years, some of these conservative lawmakers, opinion makers, have been members and still are of WRKF. So it's not a one-sided discussion, but If you listen to commercial radio, you're going to hear largely a one-sided presentation, and perhaps those who listen to commercial radio and then hear WRKF will naturally, if you hear a balanced point of view, you're probably going to recognize that as something different than is customarily heard on commercial radio. But this is an oasis of civility that's been on the air since 1980. January 18th, 1980 was the day it signed on. Paul Mawson, who's a 30-year veteran of the industry, and most of that has been in public radio, correct?
Majority chunk of that, yes. Actually, I started in commercial broadcasting as well, so I have a all different viewpoints on that. But I just want to underline that WRKF is listener-supported, and your donations are vital. If you're listening right now to Talk Louisiana and you think the program is important and having this space here, then please help us with your financial support. If I can give the number again, which is 855-893-9753. WRKF is a nonprofit organization, and your donations are appreciated and vital to the operation.
And if you contribute during the fall drive, you're automatically entered into a grand prize drawing, a four-night stay at a beachfront Sandestin condo, arriving Thursday, departing Monday, and flexible dates on your stay. And it is a way for us to show support for you being a member of WRKF. As Paul said, if you're inclined to call or if you've been sitting on the fence, this is the time to pick up the phone and dial 855-893-9753. That's 855-893-WRKF, and you can always donate online, wrkf.org.
I get music on the way out. I like this. This is a classy operation.
Well, thank you, Paul Mawson.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Allowing us a space on this station. We're back after this pause.